Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to everyone who was a part of this one. Thanks to everybody who joined us on Twitch, who joined us on the text line. Adam Hoge, Kevin Fishbane, our guests, along with Dan Lust of the Conduct Detrimental Sports Law Podcast. Grant Leader helping us out with Ben Johnson audio. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and also Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Now we bring in Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes for Transition, which is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, ice cold beer, legendary food.
Has anybody been arrested in the NBA in the last 10 minutes, as far as we know?
No, there hasn't been anyone who's been arrested.
Last 30 minutes?
But I do think that there's going to be a lot of tentacles that are going to show up over the next couple weeks.
Some woman involved in this game, according to the New York Post, bailed on her apartment because she didn't pay rent and left a naked photo of herself or some sort of portrait in there. So that happened. Does that count?
No, I guess that's a tentacle.
I mean,
it is a tentacle. It was the New York Post's tentacle.
I do think that that counts because that's the part of this that will happen next.
People can't pay their rent.
There were a lot of people who were affected by a fraud. And this is getting more like the idea of Chauncey Billups as the good guy and a guy that maybe recruited people in to take their money away.
One of the face cards. It's an NBA Hall of Famer who could very well be
pro basketball Hall of Fame.
Okay. Well, he could be very well kicked out of said Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Like yeah. it could actually be removed if he ended up being what it appears to be, somebody drawing famous friends from basketball circles like Garnett or Pierce. Some of the stuff that's out there now, can you imagine?
I mean, think about how many guys that may have jumped in once or twice and walked away from those games being like, man, I ain't never coming back to this game. Yeah, they got $10,000 out of me, and then you're like, oh.
That's how
they got $10,000 out of me that night. That's how they got 50 grand out of me that night.
Hey, Chauncey, did you know about this? You know? Like, in all those group threads that are going on right now?
I mean, that's it. Like, x-ray tables, you know, the lenses, the contact lenses to see Mark cards, the glasses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun when you're talking about a movie, but it's horrifying when you're talking about playing an actual game.
Yeah, and actual friendships and relationships. So you're right, Lawrence. People like that who can't pay the rent and things like that. And then, you know, we referenced the possibility of LeBron being, which was player number three or number four?
Player number four.
Well, and now that's fully out there that Damon Jones was trafficking in LeBron health information for Lakers games.
And think about that too. Like let's assume that LeBron did nothing wrong, okay? Because he hasn't been charged with anything. No one's even speculated that he's been a part of it.
That maybe he's got plausible deniability.
Right.
Well, but his information alone is enough to want to make people money.
Oh my God,
but the idea of this guy was your teammate and your friend and he was trafficking in your information. And now that he's put you in a position just with your name being mentioned with this. If I were LeBron, and I'm not because I'm not handsome, tall, really gifted athletically and have a beautiful family full of very well-raised kids.
You make some good jokes like LeBron, though.
I do.
Do you have a checkerboard shirt that looks like a picnic tablecloth?
Gingham. I believe one. They call it gingham.
Thank you. You can get one?
I can get one.
All right, so we're getting closer.
Yep.
I would tell him that he should probably divest from anything gambling. Like, because he doesn't need it. Like, there are other guys where they might need the supplemental income. He doesn't. So just to even take away the idea might be a good idea to kind of move away from anything like that.
The thing that gives me the most anxiety, Gilbert Arenas.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Either not getting good advice or not taking it.
Dude, he reminds me of the Kansas City outfit head in Casino where he's keeping a paper trail. Like, get out of there. What are you doing?
You're talking about him with the
Stop
informant.
Being in the public.
The informant lunch bag, yeah. And the big smile.
You know what else I thought of is also in Casino where the Teamsters tell Ace that he needs a low-key job. And to
food and beverage.
But like he needs a job where he's not.
Yeah, he should have stayed in
public.
Food and beverage.
And then they go, and presenting Aces High.
With your host, Sam Rothstein.
And the Sam Rothstein dancers.
Sam Rothstein is a handicapper.
They're like, what's the line, Tanny? What do they say? Well, how do they describe the job they want him to have that is the exact opposite of Aces High?
Food and beverage.
Something low key.
No. Yeah. Was it food? Did they describe that?
That's the
amount of blueberries in each muffin.
Yeah, that's the line. That's the Jay-Z line, too, about the Dame Dash. You should have stayed in food and beverage.
Let's hide him. Let's make sure he's out of the public eye. Presenting Aces High with the Gilbert Arenas dancer.
He had to stay on TV. That way they know they couldn't mess with
him. He's known. He can fight back.
I can fight back.
Our first guest, Frankie Avalon.
Frankie, you have 9 kids? It was my pleasure.
It was Frankie Avalon. And isn't this about the time where AMC goes on the Mafia movies like marathon? Isn't it around Thanksgiving-ish?
It's 24/7 in my house, so I don't know what they do, but yeah, that sounds like fun.
Tanny, do you...
By the way, Mr. Scorsese on Apple TV Plus, Apple Plus, whatever they call it,
yeah.
5-part documentary series on Martin Scorsese through the years. Oh yeah, good stuff.
Oh really? Do you see there's an A-Rod documentary coming on HBO, Alex versus A-Rod, or Alex against A-Rod, or whatever it's called?
Please
talk
tell
about something
me.
That won't be a documentary.
I'm really enjoying this.
we need to stop calling these documentaries.
Well, what I don't know is if he's an executive producer. It sure reads like he might be executive producer.
I hope the poster
not,
is
not
just
fully sourced.
The mirror of him looking at himself, because that's what it needs to be.
I hope that the picture of him as a centaur that they found above his bed, I hope that is prominently featured as well.
I really did that.
But
speaking of windows, I'm assuming you're a Steeler fan.
but Alex versus A-Rod makes me think of how Hawk Harrelson always said there were two people. There's Ken and there's Hawk. That's right.
I believe that, though. He has a persona.
Well, and that's what Alex is saying. Alex is saying that Alex is a flawed human being and A-Rod was a superhero.
Yeah, but when it's two people who are the same and there's not a performance aspect that's, say, on the field or in some sort of accepted socially construct, then we just call that a sociopath.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I always think of the Lance Armstrong documentary. When you watch the whole thing and you're like, yep, still a sociopath.
Like,
and he's asking, can you sleep at night? Yeah, sure can. I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
There's a Matt Spiegel for this host chair, and this is a show, let's be honest. There's a Matt Spiegel for Tributosaurus, and even that Matt Spiegel changes because the band changes. But you're not like a different Matt in real life as opposed to real life.
Well, I've actually thought about that a lot, and I've always tried, and I think I've gotten closer to having it be the same person on air and off air and on stage and off stage. I really want it because it makes your life easier when you can actually have as little artifice as possible between yourself and the microphone. And in this job, we have an opportunity to do that. So, but it obviously can be tricky when you're a public figure event.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not as maculatory behind closed doors, like with my little like fake voices and stuff. Like I won't be like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. I won't like do that as much.
I'm a little
more theatrical on the air.
There's a lot of times we're at home in the 7 o'clock hour. Christine's like, didn't you already have a show? Aren't you done? Didn't you talk enough? You know, I need like a good 30, 45 minutes off between 6 and 6:45, but then I'm usually ready to go again.
I'm a bunch of different people. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has layers.
But, I mean, this is the difference between the persona that's on the air with Speaks every day and my real life is I'm much more quiet when I'm not doing this. Like, I am okay with that, where I'm just kind of, like, hanging out and whatever. But See, the idea of personality versus persona. You come in here and you turn your persona up to 10. And then you do your show.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I definitely go for fewer jokes off the air than I go for on the air.
That's not true.
I would say I do the opposite. I think I actually do the opposite. And if you know me well enough, you probably know that I'm a lot more sarcastic off mic than I am on.
Let it fly, Layla. Go ahead. Bring it.
What do you got? It's not the same. Like the ex-boyfriend jokes about North Texas.
North Texas?
That'll be more frequent.
Tonight. Let's get it. You'll be getting those text messages.
Hey, man, nice win. I didn't play for the team. Hey, I saw you on TV. I used to do that 5 days a week. I just don't reply. Like, it's much easier.
Who texts you? Who hits you up? The exes?
Yeah.
Mm. Do they all live in Texas?
No. In fact, most of them don't. I think only one does.
Mm.
Maybe two. I think the ex-husband is in Texas, maybe.
You could out them. You could out them right here. You could use the 50,000-watt blowtorch.
Then they get attention.
This is true. This is true.
I'm really good at picking people.
I'm good at picking radio partners.
See, that's me. That's me off mic.
No, you're not.
You pick us all.
I do. I pick everybody.
So thank you for being even about it
all. I'm extremely polyamorous. It's true. Lawrence, you and I are locked and loaded, man. It's been a long time. I think you're not going anywhere, right? Except Montreal to retire? I mean, where are you going?
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yes, that is accurate. That it's not going to be me like going to do something else.
All right, good.
You know what's funny? And Layla and I know that we've talked a lot about like television and stuff because we've been in the life raft together.
Yes.
When TV networks have laid people off and when they've gone away. I was thinking about it the other day. Other than like doing a couple hits here and there, like I'll be on Fox on Sunday, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to that. I haven't had the thing for TV. Like I think it's been satiated. I think I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Like I did all of the TV things that I wanted to do.
The shows aren't the same anymore either.
That's true.
Like there's not a regular TV talk show anymore.
No, you're right.
That's what makes it different.
The business is not the same anymore.
It's not.
Frankly, the content has changed so much to where it kind of made a lot of our decisions for us.
I did a thing a while back.
You're right.
I did a thing a while back, and they're like, all right, here's your Zoom link. Producer will be in touch. Producer never got in touch. I just had a Zoom link.
And he clicked on, and you're like, hey, how's it going?
And they're like,
hello, right. Everybody.
Nobody's like, is that what you're wearing? Or like, hey, is that your lighting?
I liked your cap.
Can we even hear your audio?
This is a good TV shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. But yeah, like to your points, the business is not much of a business.
I like to say, when the facts change, I change. And I stole that from Jack Welch, the former GE president who stole it from somebody else. So it's really good in any negotiation because it makes it all make sense. And that's kind of how I operate.
Layla, I thought that somebody in the NFC North was going to have to take a step back for the Bears to be the third best team and still a wild card playoff team. It looks like the Vikings have stepped into the breach and said, we will take a step back. We will do it.
That's real time. That's a live replay of how it went.
With our massive quarterback problems and our slowly decaying talent base, we will step in and only beat, you know.
Let me ask you.
Mediocre teams.
This question about the Vikings.
Yes.
Do you think they like J.J. McCarthy?
As an organization?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
No, I don't think the jury's out yet on J.J.
I don't think the jury's out, but I think that there's a lot of people that are like, this is not great.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it all... Don't you think... that most of it has been health related, certainly last year.
I mean, that,
and even this year,
that should go into your evaluation, though.
But I will.
Like, that's part of the eval.
But
when you say like, I assume you mean skill set and development possibilities, or interpersonal actions human behavior.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's a great kid.
So many scouts have said, and different scouts have said, they loved his leadership.
Like, sure,
that's something that even Sean King, who everybody says is hard on everyone, loved J.J. McCarthy. He worked with him at IMG Academy.
So then that leaves developmental possibilities. Are you talking about developmental possibilities?
Yes,
that's what you're talking about.
Here's I think some of the hope came with J.J. McCarthy was, number one, that leadership aspect that, you know, is intangible, that you need a quarterback in the NFL to have. So then number two became Michigan ran the ball primarily, and that's how they won their title, to the point where everybody knows what Harbaugh was doing when he was there.
And Layla,
there's the delta, right, is the differences. So how is his arm talent, or what you think you know him to have, even though you haven't seen it in the college game, translating on the field?
And I think that people overcorrected on that in the draft evaluation. I think the people that said, hey, you know, Michigan really did a great job of running the ball, and they set McCarthy up to have some success with his arm. I think there was an overcorrection by the industrial draft complex of, oh, well, you can't put that on that kid. This kid, his ceiling is so high. And it's like, is it, though?
But in this moment right here, we're dealing with a high ankle sprain that was said to be a 4 to 6 week injury.
Uh-huh.
And 2 days from now will be 6 weeks. So they don't play again until 9 days from now. He should play. Well, and if he plays, then you've got a chance to evaluate him the rest of the
way. He's going to play because Bionic Man was out there with like a fake arm and all sorts of other stuff.
But I'm saying the delay has been thoroughly injury related to this point. He's been the emergency quarterback the last two
and
weeks.
I'm not a good example because I'm like twice. Well, I'm not twice JJ's age, but I feel like I'm twice JJ's age. Like, I'm up there. But I feel like, for me, like, I have the extremely lowest of the low ankle sprains, and it should have been gone a month ago, and I still have it. So if there's one thing I do know, is that ankles, especially the high ankle sprain, can be incredibly finicky. Like, think about how many times we've now seen things to this latest injury report. Bears re-aggravating soft tissue injuries to the point where they're out for a large amount of time. Like Kyler Gordon, is this the same pattern as what we saw earlier with TJ Edwards?
I don't know. I hope not.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, the re-aggravation of injury?
I remember that that Koch always used to say, it's better to be pooed low than to be pooed high. You remember that, Lawrence?
I do.
Back in the day?
Well, I just know the measurement of, like, the more... the hand lengths high it is for the high ankle sprain, the higher or the longer you're out. That's what I heard.
I just look at the choices that have been made. And then in a game where it's like, well, our choices are, we can play 80%, 85% J.J. McCarthy or 70% Carson Wentz. And they went with Wentz.
Maybe it's the medical talk in transition that reminds me, but I'd like to say that last night, Christine and I went to the charity gala for Digs with Dignity.
We love that.
Such a good organization. Digswithdignity.org. Check them out. They help families emerging from homelessness. And there at the table, checking people in as part of the event crew, was Beth Bernstein. And it was great to see her.
That's outstanding.
She was very, very cool. Nice to see her. Warm hugs for me and Christine. And it was nice to speak of Dan and speak to Beth last night. So it was the medical talk here at Transition.
I still text,
made me want to say it out loud.
I still text Dan pics of birds all the time. And I wish I were kidding. They're actual birds.
I still act as Dan's other wife occasionally. So like he texted me last week and he's like, hey, I'm going to be out, you know, in the streets. And I'm like, no unnecessary risks, Dan. Just go out there and let your voice be heard and don't do anything crazy.
Dan just needs to yell, I'm outside.
Yes, he does. He does
you
need to.
You called me, bitch.
I didn't call you.
This is the role that you have evolved into, Lawrence, is that like Grody said to you and me when he was on last week, I love Lawrence. When you help Spiegel settle down, when you just, you're good at helping people settle down because Grody doesn't help me settle down.
I will not also.
I know. I see that, Layla.
I'm a hype woman. I like to hype. I hype my people's.
It's from the bong.
Aces High with the Sasha Semenov Orchestra.
It's just so good.
I just love that it's that's the way, I like it.
I thought of Gilbert Arenas immediately. It's like, and now he's on one of the most visible podcasts. I'm just worried about him. I hate to say it, but I just really am.
Layla, I am right there with you. I worry about that too. And what, it's like,
what if he's got the confidence of somebody who actually didn't rat? What if it wasn't him?
It doesn't
him?
Matter. Perception
of snitching equals snitching.
I don't want to use the word omerta, but like, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, I'm snitching.
That is the inherent problem. And he did it again yesterday. And it's like, maybe he's too smart by half and he is hiding in plain sight.
That doesn't even track with history, though.
How do I put, even when you're innocent, you're still guilty, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Like, even when you're found innocent, people will still find a way to make you guilty just because of stuff. You know, and it just worries me for him. That's all.
That's fair.
I'm with you wholeheartedly. Here's what we've got planned for today's show. We got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to talk with Olin Kreutz. That's at 3:00 today. Excited to talk with Olin. I got a couple of O-line questions I want to throw his way. Chris Emma is going to do our Bears hit. One word, because there's a lot of Bears injured. And that's probably where we're going to start off today. Evan Washburn is going to join us at 4:25. Weedsy is going to talk to us at 5. And we've actually got a little bit of space and room. We can preview the World Series, Speaks.
Lots of good storylines, including some locals, some former locals involved.
I figured you'd do a poem. Let's see.
I'm not good at the poems.
North Texas, done with all X's, Dodgers in 5.
Sounds like a haiku.
Oh, wait. Has all the money, got a bunch of pitching, then got more Dodgers in 5?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
I'll
workshop it.
We do it like Uncle Shannon would do it.
Lakers in 5.
Then Dodgers in 5. All right, we're going to come back, and when we do, the injury report of both teams needs to be discussed. We will discuss it next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.